Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Whoa, my goodness. I don't know what we just saw, but it was nice. Oh, Roma, they dismantle. I can't even find the right word. Hammer, RKO. I don't know. All I know is that Daniele De Rossi took his friend, Mr. De Zerbi, and threw him into a wood chipper. We will get to all of that very shortly. First, though, as always, thank you to all of our wonderful patrons over at Patreon and to our newest patron, Giovanni Martina. Thank you, Giovanni, for your support. And of course, if you would like to join, patreon.com/RomaPress, and then on YouTube and Twitter, social media, at IS Roma Press. We greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate everyone and your support. It truly does mean everything. Especially on nights like tonight, Andy, where Roma, it is one thing to win. It is one thing to get a victory. We were both a little cautious coming into this. I expected Roma would progress. I didn't think it would be so straightforward. I thought it would be difficult, much like we saw last season with Real Sociedad, with Bayer Leverkusen. You know, it was a journey for Roma. I never would have envisioned a first leg, or any leg for that matter, going such as we saw tonight, where Roma, they win 4-0, two goals in the first half, two goals in the second half. And the thing I am going to continue to return to when it comes to this talking point under Daniele De Rossi, and I'm going to retire the thing of mentioning 13 January against Milan. That's done now. The thing I am going to continue to return to, because it was my primary concern with De Rossi, again, having been subjected to the horror show that took place in Spal, and it was a horror show for reasons beyond himself, obviously, was his tactical acumen. Well, one of his idols, so to speak, when it comes to the tactical portion of football is, or was, his counterpart tonight, Mr. De Zerbi. And what is that saying, where the master becomes student, or student versus master? It's weird to say that when they're both sort of very close in age. Well, if De Rossi is the student, again, he took his teacher and ran him over, then took his corpse behind, tied it to the back of his car and dragged it about for hours. Because my goodness, when it comes to the tactical portion of tonight, this first leg, I mean, De Rossi outwitted, and that is putting it mildly, De Zerbi in every facet of the match. I was, again, completely, completely blindsided by how adept and how prepared and how versatile De Rossi has proven to be in this tactical portion of his managerial game. I mean, man, the thing that I hope many recognized very early on in this match, De Rossi saw something in the way Brighton plays with that high line. I mean, they were going from the very beginning. De Rossi, he was attacking sort of that offside trap, this high line that Brighton was attempting to utilize. And my man, Leandro Paredes, everyone knows, my favorite player. That pass, just whenever I pass, okay? Could be tomorrow, could be in one decade. I don't want a memorial stone. I just want that a quite small LCD screen, just on, doesn't even have to be nice marble or stone, just something that could withstand the elements. Just put it right over wherever everyone decide, whichever hole you decide to toss me into. I just want that pass playing on loop for anybody who wants to pop in to say hi real quick. I want that pass. That pass was nirvana. That was absolute pure, a pure spectacle, that pass. I mean, it basically, in that quick encapsulation of an action, it had everything that I had been yearning for: a functional midfield, an action where you had the midfield connecting to the attack, Paulo Dybala being able to thrive and be able to impose himself on an opponent. It was all there in that 5 seconds of action. I can die happy now. I'm thrilled to bits. I guess before getting into all of the finer details and whatnot, the thing about tonight, it is simply not winning, okay? It is one thing to get a victory. It is one thing to put... If Roma won 2-0, it is not as if we would come on here and be complaining. A victory of 2-0 is 2-0. That's a lead, an advantage of 2 goals going into the return leg. For the first, and I won't say for the first time, but how many times have we been able to see, whether it be Serie A, Champions League, Conference League, Europa League, where we see Roma not only win, not only just, you know, sneak by, okay, in terms of result, but how many times have we seen them very clearly believe they are superior, go out onto the pitch, and perform as if they were superior? And by the way, after showing it, proving you are superior, doing the thing that I've mentioned on here numerous times, you have your opponent on the ground. Now, okay, your foot is atop their neck. Now you have to step on it, okay? Step on it. Something that I have been calling, I from the first episode since you and I began to record, I think I must have mentioned this 2 to 3 dozen times. I wish Roma possessed a killer instinct, you know, to finish off the opponent. You hand them down, as they say in Mortal Kombat, finish him, okay? That's what I wanted tonight, and they did it. I cannot recall the exact number of times that I have been able, and you have been able, to see Roma do that to an opponent, and do that in an opponent from the Premier League in a European fixture. In my, you know, 3 decades of life, I can probably count on one. I might need a finger or two to get to the number of times we have seen that. I was so impressed with everything from tonight. I can continue to go for another 20 minutes without you interjecting and getting a word in edgewise. So I don't even know where to start, because my thoughts are so scattered, and they're all positive, though. Because we can talk about every single player tonight. Nobody really put the foot wrong, which is obviously a great thing. But, I mean, to see Roma impose themselves and then to have their opponent essentially begging for mercy. I can cry. I can't do that publicly because I just had a child be born. And if she sees me crying now, in 5 years, this will be a problem.
That would be a low point in your life, I think.
Yeah, well, yes.
No, obviously, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from, because as you said it, I mean, we've been doing this together for 6 years now. I think the number of times that we can count on the occasions where Roma were clearly the better side and showed it, not only in their performance but in the final result, and that the final result actually reflected their dominance, are very few and far in between, right? So
yes,
that's the first thing. Second thing is for Roma, again, to meet the moment. So many times, expectations. In this match, you were expected to be the favorite. Brighton are new to this. They've emphasized the number of times that this is all new to them. They're trying to make history, you know, first time in Europe, first time in this kind of stage, with this kind of crowd in front of them, over 60,000 people cheering against them. So that's one thing. The expectations was for Roma to win. And as you said, you know, if they had won 2-0, that's one thing. But tonight, They went out and they practically made everything. They made every correct decision to sort of call it a day, to be able to look forward to that return leg and obviously remain cautious, remain wary, but
yes,
have an advantage that really displays the difference in the two teams. Because Roma, on the other hand, mentioned this aspect several times, the fact that they're experienced, that they have experience on the stage. They know what this is about. They've been here. They've done it in front of this crowd. So this is nothing new to them. But what we want from Roma, at least, you know, for this remainder of the season, is exactly to get a better idea of what this team is about. And this team right now is sort of backing up everything that they're saying, which is not something they did before, because before it was a lot about what we have to do, what we will do, what we need to do. And but then when it came, push comes to shove, there was actually very little to show for it. So that's something that I think De Rossi has changed with his arrival, and the players that are responding to De Rossi are clearly doing this by meeting the moment, by exactly backing up whatever it is that they say, whatever it is that they think prior to the match. Tonight they went in, they knew exactly how to attack Brighton. There was never a doubt in their minds as to how to approach. You know, there was just not even the slightest moment of hesitance on their behalf. It was just Roma carrying over all of that energy from the Monza game, which was perhaps their most consistent 90 minutes, and then just throwing it out there once again against Brighton. So against a completely different side with a completely different play style. You can argue about the quality, you can argue about the hype, the lack of hype, whatever it is. You know, we talk about philosophy, whatever there is to talk about. De Zerbi, there is always mention of philosophy because he's such a polarizing figure in Italian football. But for Roma tonight, it was all about meeting the moment, and they did so. They attacked, they pressed really well. They never really gave Brighton a chance. There was never a doubt in my mind that Roma would get a win out of this match. And as you say, this has not happened so many times that we could sit here calmly tonight and sort of calmly digest this result. No, it's exciting because De Rossi, his impact, game by game, he's proving that his impact is not flukish, that there is more behind this. You don't win a game like tonight without preparation, without a complete understanding of what the opponent is about and what you're about.
I want to focus on that, the impact portion of it. And it is easy to listen, anytime you talk about the impact of De Rossi, you almost have to, at least in a way, even in passing, mention Jose Mourinho, because obviously he is here to replace Jose Mourinho. If things were going great with Jose Mourinho, De Rossi wouldn't have ever been appointed to begin with. And I am struck. You mentioned some of the things we saw tonight that they did well. Things that they were not doing well under Jose Mourinho. And as you said in the previous episode, which is completely spot on, by the way, about when De Rossi mentioned, you know, it is easier to do things like press. It is easier to do things such as, you know, having positional awareness when you have that level of motivation when you're playing in a system and playing a way of football that you enjoy doing. That's obvious. Nobody is going to argue against that. It's impossible to do so. I am still struck, and I think I mentioned this in almost every single episode since he arrived. I am talking just beyond pressing. I am talking beyond the technical and tactical aspects of football. Man, do they look like a weight has been I am not even saying like a weight, almost like a burden. And I hate to even describe it that way, because it is almost as if you are labeling Jose Mourinho a burden. But really, I am not. I am more so labeling the moment that they were in, the circumstances that they were in that moment, from really the beginning of the season until January. It was absolute crap. They looked miserable. They played miserable. And the results were miserable. It was all intertwined in this, just in this environment of misery. There was only a handful of matches prior to January that we enjoyed watching. Napoli probably being the lone occasion that comes to my mind. Beyond that, there were very few moments of enjoyment, very few moments of entertainment. Even as a neutral, if you were just watching Roma, with no supporting reason to do so. If you wanted to flip on a Roma match, you are not doing it because you enjoy the entertainment of their football. There were very, very few occasions this entire season prior to January that were noteworthy and were positive and were just fun. Tonight was fun. Tonight, watching your team. Because how many times have we been on the receiving end of an evening like tonight? Far more than you and I would care to admit, where the shoe has been on to the other foot. So on a night like tonight, if you can't enjoy it, you've been beaten further down than I even knew was possible. And I thought, you know, the depths that you and I explore sometimes with this team, they venture very low. Tonight, you see these guys, and I was struck by, again, I know you gave me some stick when I mentioned the way they celebrated. I forget the match. It might have been Torino, where I mentioned the way they celebrated. And yes, obviously, every team celebrates after a goal when they are winning, at the least. But if you watch them closely, and maybe it is me being some, psychoanalyst on the situation, but they look so much more happy, more free, more carefree, more like they are enjoying each other's company. They look like they get along better. They say the same group of guys again. That's where I am struck by all of this. I mean, again, put the results aside, which are impressive by themselves. Okay. The way they play, put that to the side, which, again, impressive simply by itself. The mental and psychological overhaul that De Rossi has done to this team, I'm lost for words. I mean, what he has done here, how many times have we heard, and we have written about pieces on the website about Roma hire a new sports psychologist or something like that. You know, like we have patrons saying, oh, well, why don't they appoint a new club psychologist or something to work on the player's mentality and all that stuff. Well, I then give De Rossi then his certificate and a PhD, because the guy did it in 6 weeks. What Roma has been trying to do, it seems like, for like six decades when it comes to the mentality portion of this, because it is one thing to have a team playing a completely different way. Okay, that's fine. I think most managers who would be appointed to a team that just sacked their manager and brought them to the team, one of the first things they would do is probably find a new way to interpret football. It is a completely different and far, far more difficult task to completely change how the players think, how they feel about themselves, you know, just in their minds. That is the most challenging part of the managerial role. But I am stunned, and it is difficult to find the words. If you just look at these players, Andy, they look happier, they play happier, they look as if, again, a burden has been removed from their shoulders that had, the weight of 10 boulders. I am. That's the part that truly strikes me. And that I'm saying this on a day where Paredes is making one of the most beautiful passes I have seen in some time. I mean, you can't help but give De Rossi every ounce of credit, because that was the tricky part, man. We knew this team had some quality within it. Yes, there are obviously there are some players that aren't up to it. We know where the frailties in this team are and in which department they are in. It was the mental part of this team that clearly held them back for the entire season. And for De Rossi to have unlocked that in under 2 months, in 6 weeks, it goes beyond words. It is truly beyond words. And that is the thing that just strikes me, that I am absolutely, absolutely just overwhelmed by. Because again, we can talk about the tactical, the technical. We can talk about moving this player there, having him play in a different way. But to come in and completely get these guys to buy in, to understand, to...
Well, yes, but what I'm trying to tell you, and what I've been trying to tell you since our shouting match, is that those things go hand in hand.
Correct.
You know, it's not like you just come in and you put a player in a position that he likes and he continues to play crappy football. No, if you give Leandro Paredes room to maneuver in, but also you have him play closer to his teammates. Before, Paredes had basically 40 meters of space between
yes, each teammate. Yes, and ask less of him too, by the way.
Forcing him to launch the ball, try and play quickly. It's not something he needs his time. He needs players around him. That's when he can be commanding. He needs to play it the simple way. De Rossi is having him play the simple way. And that immediately just changes the entire way of the players interpreting how you want them to play, what you want from them, and how good they feel within the team. Because tonight, you cannot accomplish tonight if Zeki Salik comes in and sort of knows that nobody really believes in him. No, Zeki Salik steps into this lineup after not having played many minutes. I mean, the last remarkable thing he did was come on against Monza and play 70 minutes there. And he comes in tonight into the starting lineup and he buys into whatever De Rossi is asking him to do, because he feels the confidence. He feels the trust. That applies to so many others. Paredes, Cristante, Pellegrini, first and foremost.
Cristante, man. Oof.
Paolo Dybala and Romelu Lukaku are coming along. The important thing is he realizes that this is as good of a team as he can get, De Rossi, right now. Mm. The guy went from coaching a Serie C side practically to having nights like these. So he realizes that the step was huge, but the step that was so huge also entails a lot of work on his end. That ability to emphasize with the players, having been a captain for so long, clearly leads him to a better understanding of the mood, the morale, and that immediately helps him identify the problem. Because if Paredes is playing like shit and is depressed, then something's not working. What is not working? How is Paredes being deployed? What is being asked of him? How can you make him happy? And that's the fair exchange that De Rossi has been talking about on and off. He's been talking about the fact that he's aware that he has talented players at his disposal. He treats them right. He makes them play in positions where they can have fun. But what he expects of them in return is hard work. I don't think that can be said about the final months of Mourinho's tenure. Players were not having fun. They were not putting in the work. And at the end of the day, you had a team that was physically exhausted, couldn't keep up with anybody, ranging from Slavia Praha to Milan, and then was demotivated. Performances were poor. You take these same players, you put them where they want to have fun, where they want to succeed, where they can succeed, and you get this. You get a team that is free-flowing, that knows exactly what the task is, knows exactly how to approach the opponent, Brighton never stood a chance tonight. How many times can we say that about a European opponent for Roma?
Not only that, too. They made it, and of course, the thing I love most is not only exerting your will and showing that you are the superior side, look at just these very small mistakes in the moment, okay? Like on the goal of Romelu Lukaku, okay? That is something that, a very minor mistake that perhaps most of the time, maybe just some months ago, Roma, and I, frankly, most teams, the opponent would be allowed to get away with that. The fact we're seeing Roma make their opponent pay, because again, how many times is it always on the other foot where Roma, the slightest, the most like nondescript mistake, things that we wouldn't even think about had the opponent not scored against us. How many times have we seen that happen to Roma? And we sit here and we lament, oh my gosh, why can't Roma ever do that? Well, tonight they did it. And they did so in a manner that was just unexpected. And unexpected is probably putting it far too mildly. I am just, again, stunned that you can have a team look so lowly, so unmotivated, so unsure of itself, and become a team that, as you said, they look prepared, they look motivated, and they now seem to have almost like this confidence about them. Like, yeah, we aren't shit, you know? We are not the team that lost 4-0 in Liguria. We are not the team that begins the season by dropping points to Salernitana, Hellas Verona. Just that is something that is, I would say, new. I mean, even the teams of De Rossi, you know, I would say even 2016-2017, I can't recall many games where you see a Roma looking like they have confidence or belief within themselves. I mean, even though they are getting results, they still have this inferiority complex.
I would actually say you're mentioning 16-17. I would say actually this is as dominant of a match in terms of also just like sort of how the team flows since Spalletti era. I think that overall over these recent stretch of games culminating in tonight, it's the way this team has been evolving is very reminiscent of Spalletti at his best at Roma, yes, in that second spell. Which doesn't mean anything because you haven't done anything.
Correct.
You have to take into consideration where we're coming from, what we were used to seeing, what we're seeing now. This team, even in the difficulties, and the difficulties have been scattered because really, I mean, the main difficulties we encountered against Inter, this team, despite those difficult moments, they always seem now to have a backup plan. They always seem now to be able to fall back on something. They know what the coach asks of them. They know what they can rely on. So even when things are not going their way, they don't look helpless, which is something they did before. If things didn't go exactly the way they planned, everything crumbled. Right now, Roma have a complete grasp of what the situation requires of them, of the tactical aspect and the ideas that De Rossi is trying to propose, and also on the fact that they can rely on each other, which we said it at the beginning of the season, in the first half of the season, where did that team spirit go from last season? Because last season, even in the difficult moments, it was not the tactics, but it was the team spirit that got you through, that helped you pull through in some of the most difficult instances. This Roma is not just using that. They're not using just their hearts. They're using their heads. They know what to do. They play intelligent football with clear ideas. That is something that, again, I do not want to take for granted on nights like these, when the result is so emphatic and in your favor. That result doesn't come out of nowhere. That result comes out of hard work and intelligence and empathy that, you know, Mourinho talked a lot about it, but De Rossi, I think, is displaying way more empathy in his understanding of the context that he came into. He understands what was troubling the team, and he's responding to that. He's addressing the core issues that affected us for so long.
I couldn't agree more with you. And just very quickly before we end things with just a quick word on Fiorentina, I had to do, I did a couple of appearances on some British media. One of them asked to me, well, do you think Roma, they have to make the guy permanent now, right? They have to confirm De Rossi. He said, I think the exact question was, what do you think they're waiting for? Can we stop this? There was even some discussion of this in the patron group chat. I don't think it was during the match. It might have been yesterday. Stop. Just no. No. Can we just enjoy this before we even begin to think about that for even 2 seconds? Come on. You cannot be thinking about that. That can't even be entering your mind right now. That if that is in the list of priorities for you, I don't know what to tell you other than you are far more damaged than you have allowed. Let me rephrase. You have allowed this team to damage you far more than what you deserve to be. Come on. If that is even one of the first 10 thoughts that you have after a night like tonight, recalibrate, reassess. You have to enjoy tonight.
Yeah, and De Rossi is the first one. De Rossi is the first one. I mean, you ask De Rossi about his future, he's just going to tell you that he's happy to be here. He's happy to getting the opportunity. In his press conference, he was asked what he's making of this moment. He's saying, well, in a week, I'm facing De Zerbi, who's my mentor, and Vincenzo Italiano, who's a guy I admire. So, like, for him, and it should also be the case for us, it's a step-by-step.
Yes.
And which leads us to the Fiorentina discussion, because the Fiorentina game is another game, another must win, another game against a coach that has clear ideas that appeal to De Rossi. Although I think De Rossi wants to preserve some defensive stability that I think Vincenzo Italiano just doesn't have.
No. Oh.
But that's how it goes. So Roma go from playing against a team that also has a very distinct way of playing to another team that is difficult to tackle. We remember what happened last time we played against Fiorentina. It was a really weird game. Dybala gets injured after 20 minutes. Just depressing overall. The whole message after the match from Mourinho was, without Dybala, we could not react, which was disappointing. It would be so important for Roma to just keep building on these exact performances, because I think the Monza win set the tone. Monza showed that the Roma are capable of pulling 90 minutes of consistent football. Perhaps with ups and downs, obviously, not, you know, you're not able to hold possession all the time, but still, you know, be able to absorb what the opponent gives you. And with Fiorentina, it's going to be very challenging to do it. You need to show Fiorentina that you're able to absorb whatever they're trying to do, because once Fiorentina find themselves in a position where the opponent is just not responding to their attacks, then defensively they're frail. Defensively they're frail, and then you can't.
I have the match on of them. I don't know if you have. It's literally playing right above your head right now. On my television. Three goals scored within 30 minutes of the match. They are losing 2-1.
Yeah, it's what happens. It's Vincenzo Italiano takes risks that I think Daniele De Rossi does not want to take. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but with Fiorentina, the sooner you get them demoralized, the sooner you will hurt them, because defensively they have always been weak and easily exploitable. So that's how I see it. It doesn't mean that it's going to be a walk in the park, but if Roma just keep on building on this energy, and I think with De Rossi it's very possible for them to do it, then really, truly, this is the moment that we've been waiting for, as in this is the moment where all the teams need to perform, and Roma are finally performing when it's expected of them, which is extremely rare.
extremely, extremely rare. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy tonight. We will be back after the match against Fiorentina. Fingers crossed. And then again, we have second leg against Brighton. Still not over. Still not over. But obviously a very healthy advantage going into the second leg. And obviously it is right with 4-0 advantage. You expect them to progress. I'm not even going to... I have mentioned being miserable too many times on this episode to begin with. It is expected that they progress, but this is a team that can't take anything for granted. Not progressing would obviously be far worse. We've seen far worse. Again, no point in even venturing down that path. Tonight was great. Let's enjoy it. And hopefully they carry it over against Fiorentina. We will be back after that match. Until then, ciao.